Time now to chat with the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford. Matthew, Bruce Murray, Rich Gannon, thanks for taking the time to be with us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, Matthew, I was reading a report this morning. I was doing some research for the game this weekend, and you're talking about how quickly you're getting the ball out. I think it's the shortest time before the ball actually comes out. I think it's amazing what we track now, right, with these statistics and numbers, as if you're really paying attention as you're dropping back. But, I mean, it's the ball is coming out fast. I mean, is this something by design? Is this something more? It's been a point of emphasis for you this offseason, or it's just the way you guys are playing?
I think it's a combination of both. Obviously, when receivers are getting open and winning, you can get the ball out quick. And our receivers are doing a great job of that, and then some of it's by design. We have some guys that are really talented when it comes to catch and run, and we're trying to get them in the best position they can be in to succeed. And some of that is short to intermediate passes and let them run afterwards.
You talk about the play of your wide receivers, and yet you're dealing with injuries, to two of your top guys, obviously, Burleson, but also, Calvin Johnson, misses a game. He's been banged up, 3 catches, 25 yards, and yet you've still been effective throwing the football. After a season last year, Matthew, when the interceptions went up and the touchdowns came down, what was your emphasis in the offseason? What did you work on to get better coming into this year?
I just wanted to be as prepared every game as I possibly could be and be as efficient as I can. That's completing passes, not turning the ball over, throwing touchdown passes, and making the right decisions. And, if that turns out to be a big game that week and a win, that's a great thing. If it turns out to be a game where I throw for only, 250 yards or so and we still win the game, I'm all for it as long as I'm making the right decisions.
Matthew, one thing you have is some guys with some size and big targets, and two in particular I want to ask you about. Chris Durham, who's gotten the opportunity to play a lot more lately, obviously a big kid that's 6'6". And then you've got another guy that it seems like every time you throw him the football, Fourier, he goes for a touchdown. He's 6'7". Just talk about the size advantage and some of the matchups because of these two guys.
Yeah, it's obviously a big advantage. We have a good mix of guys with size and other guys that can, catch the ball and run afterwards. And, obviously we go, Calvin, Pettigrew, Fourier, and Durham out there. That's a tall group. That's about as tall as it gets in the NFL. So, it helps obviously down in the red area when you got a chance to get some one-on-one matchups and you can put a ball, high and let a guy go up and get it. And the great thing about all those guys, they have size, but you got to have hands. You got to have, ability to control your body, and all those guys have that, which makes them good.
Well, we talked with Joseph Fourier earlier this week, and as Rich pointed out, you've thrown to him 9 times, 7 completions, 5 for touchdowns. It almost seems like just throw it to him, you're bound to score. But, I talked to him about the first touchdown, and when you break the line of scrimmage and you see him lined up with a smaller guy on the outside, is that a recognition situation where it's almost automatically you're going to be looking his way because of that big advantage that he's gained?
Well, yeah, anytime you can get an advantage like that or a matchup like that, that's what the NFL football is all about, is finding good matchups. And, this team we're playing this week has some tall safeties, so it's going to be different. We got to go out there and see who lines up where and try and attack them, where they're not. And that's where we go in and week out, do the same thing. It's just taking what the defense gives you.
Speaking of matchups, you got a new weapon that at your disposal that it seems like you're really not only thrilled about, but you're taking advantage of, Reggie Bush. Did you have any idea, Matthew, when you got him in the offseason, what this guy could mean to the offense, not just in terms of the running game, but the passing game?
Yeah, when you study him on tape and you look at him, he can do it all. He can run between the tackles. He had a big long run for us on a, inside the tackle play last week, and then caught some balls out of the backfield and made a touchdown catch and some other big first down conversions. So he's a guy that, gives defenses fits and is a good matchup against linebackers, safeties. Doesn't really matter. He's a great player and a guy that we're happy to have.
Matthew, you talked about, winning a football game no matter what your personal stats are. Last couple of years, you put it up over 720 times last year and 660 the year before that. And the attempts per game are down this year, largely because of that weapon in the backfield, Reggie Bush. Do you feel like this team is better positioned personnel-wise to be able to control football games and not have to throw it all over the football field now?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I think we got to get healthier. You know, we have guys that are banged up that are trying to come back or are playing through stuff. And, you know, that's just part of the NFL. It's part of the season. You go through times where your team stays really healthy, and then you go through times where, you know, some guys are getting dinged up. But we've done a good job of battling through those situations. You know, you know, anytime you can be at full capacity, you feel personnel-wise like you got a chance. And you know, we're just trying to do a good job of mixing the run and the pass, and our defense is playing great. Which obviously helps us be able to, you know, control the clock a little bit more, understand that our defense is going to go out there and get some stops.
Matthew, you go up against a pretty good defensive line in practice every week, but this crew that's coming in this weekend, maybe one of the best in football. When you look at power and size inside with Geno Atkins and Domantas Peko, and then, you know, the long arms and the length and the speed off the edge in Dunlap and Johnson, just your thoughts on what you've seen on film from the Cincinnati front four.
They're as powerful and as athletic as it gets. You know, this is a young defense that's going to be good for a long time. You know, they've got a lot of good guys in spots that are young players, and their defensive line is you know, probably one of the strongest in the NFL, if not the strongest. And you know, that's something that we're obviously paying attention to. You know, Coach Zimmer does a great job of getting those guys prepared week in and week out. You can tell, and they have a unique blitz package, and you know, give you a lot to think about. So it's a big challenge for us. It's the second week in a row playing a top 10 defense, and you know, we're gonna do everything we can to try and have a successful day on offense.
How about the secondary, where they got some veterans back there, bringing over Terrence Newman from Dallas, obviously. You know, it's not a young secondary. The safety's a little younger, but what do you see from them on film?
Yeah, they're good players. You know, all of them been around for a little bit. Terrence Newman, Leon Hall, Pac-Man, all those guys. They've played, you know, in the NFL for a while, so they're savvy. They understand, you know, their coverages and what you know, gives them problems, so they play to that. And you know, I think they also know that they've got a great front four. And when you're a back end and you know you got a great front four, you know, you can play aggressive and you know, they do a great job of it.
Last one for me. You know, I know it's tough when you've got a guy like Calvin, and sometimes he's not able to practice during the week. I know he's probably doing more this week, but how difficult is that, Matthew, when you look at, you know, certain segments of football in terms of red zone or third down or certain plays that you want in, or, you know, some of those back shoulder throws? Is it hard when you don't have him out there on the practice field, and then all of a sudden come game time, you're just not sure, you know, how close he is to 100%?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, really almost the whole second half of last year, he was hardly practicing at all. So I'm kind of used to it. It's something that I know he wishes, you know, he could be out there feeling 100% practicing. I wish we could have him out there, but sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But, you know, he and I have great chemistry. He's a smart player. You know, I can talk to him verbally and, you know, during the week and just tell him what I'm thinking, what I'm expecting, and we can go out there and react and do it on the field.
And last thing, we'll let you go, Matthew. You know, I talked about you personally, what you worked on in an offseason. You know, 2 years ago, this team had a very good season. And last year, so many things went wrong. I mean, you know, there were so many opportunities to win that just fell apart. And I think there was some discussion that maybe this team got too comfortable with their success. You know, what's the feel around there now? Was there a lesson learned from last year about how prepared and how hard it is to win week in and week out in this league?
I think we knew. You know, obviously you learn from every situation. You learn from, you know, from wins and losses. And obviously last year was a disappointing year. But, you know, we're learning, you know, we learn lessons from that. We learn lessons from 2011. We learn, you know, lessons every time we go out there and play. And, you know, that's the sign of a good team. We're trying to, you know, be, you know, as smart a team as we possibly can with penalties and things like that. And you know, just trying to get good leadership and guys go out there and be in the right position to make plays. And, you know, the teams that can battle through the tough times in the NFL, you know, and last through are the teams that are successful in the end, and we're trying to be one of those.
Well, off to a great start, winning 4 of the first 6, tied atop the NFC North with the Chicago Bears, who will play Washington this weekend. Matthew, listen, thanks for the time today. Best of luck this weekend against the Bengals.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Matthew Stafford. Rich, who you'll get to see up close and personal, will take you inside the Lions with a trip into your film room later on in the hour, but you know, they're a fun offense to watch. Now, they're not as much fun when Calvin Johnson's not playing at 100%, but they seem, I don't know if the word's calmer this year, but as I've said, they've been a team the last couple of years, Rich, that felt so obligated to just throw and throw and throw, and now they can be a little more selective. They're a team that can rely on its running game. The addition of Reggie Bush has helped them immensely.